I'm personally driven by a strong sense of responsibility. Responsibility to future generations, responsibility to our employees, and as well to society. Sustainability is not a side topic. It's really central to our business, to resilience, and to purpose. It has always been at Henkel, and when we look into the future, this topic of sustainability will gain even more critical relevance.
Fritz for Future, Henkel's Sustainability Podcast.
Dear listeners, welcome to a very special Fritz for Future episode. This is episode number 100. Over the past few years, we have talked to so many guests about their great ideas on how to bring more sustainability into our lives. We have heard about scientific concepts, social projects, upcycled products, and so much more. Today, we want to zoom out and hear the perspective of someone who is a sustainability leader at a very large scale, namely as Executive Vice President for Human Resources, Infrastructure and Sustainability at Henkel. Welcome, Sylvie Nicole. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's really great to have you.
Thank you for having me, Jen. Happy to be there for this special episode.
So, Sylvie, let's start with a very concrete example of how you and your sustainability team are driving sustainability at Henkel, your net zero target. It's been a year since you announced your goal to achieve net zero emissions by 2045. What progress have you seen so far?
Yeah, indeed, we have aligned, as you know, the targets with the latest climate science. And since then, we have been accelerating our efforts along the value chain. To do that, the first thing we did was to engage our employees. So we created roadshows around the world to meet the employees and to explain to them what we were after, Horizon 2045. And then we started to define action plans in both business units to achieve this ambition, which go from sourcing renewable energy to optimizing logistics, but also designing our product in a way that it will contribute to this ambition. And finally, also sourcing sustainable raw materials. And the last important topic is engagement with our suppliers, because for sure, without the suppliers, we are not going to achieve this ambition. We need to collaborate with them in order to be in line with this ambition towards 2030 and 2045.
You have your target backed by science. You had it validated by the Science Based Targets Initiative, or SBTI. In addition, Henkel engages in global organizations like the World Economic Forum and the World Business Council for Sustainable Development. Why are partnerships like these so important, in your opinion?
SBTI is providing us a robust framework that ensures that our sustainability targets are both credible and aligned with science. It's not just about setting climate targets in line with the Paris Agreement and the European climate goals, but it's also about accountability and transparency. When committing to SBTI, we took the same language as many other companies. To my knowledge, more than 11,000 companies are now using SBTI. So partnering with them is reinforcing our commitment, it's building trust with our stakeholders, including our customers, and it's placing us alongside many peers who also pursue SBTI-validated climate targets. On a question related to platforms, I'd like to say that these platforms such as the World Economic Forum and the World Business Council for Sustainable Development are extremely important for us to shape global sustainability agendas. It's really about looking into the future. They allow us to exchange knowledge, to drive innovation, but also to advocate for systemic change. We recognize that the real progress requires global cross-industry collaboration. We cannot do these things all alone. And learning from both successes and failures from others and acting as part of a broader movement rather than in isolation is the recipe for success.
Absolutely. And you recently participated in New York Climate Week. What role does dialogue play in moving sustainability forward globally?
Yeah, dialogue is essential for us. It fosters collaboration, transparency, and also shared learnings. At the New York Climate Week, I could really observe how cross-sector conversations unlock new ideas and partnerships. It's a strong reminder that no single company is going to solve the climate crisis alone. That will not happen. And it's a signaling effect to our peers, to our partners, and also to our customers. This participation is proving once more that Henkel is taking meaningful efforts to act against the climate crisis.
So compared to its peers, how would you position Henkel with regards to its sustainability efforts? As a follower, a frontrunner, or a leader maybe?
I would say certainly not a follower. I would see Henkel as a leader, but as a leader who has a long-standing legacy. We started this journey at Henkel a long time ago. It's really part of the DNA of the company. It was there since the founding of the company somehow, even if it was not called sustainability at that time, but more responsibility for environment, responsibility for people. And since then, we have been doing continuous efforts. We have been contributing, shaping also the efforts. For us, it's not only about making commitments, it's also about setting directions. It's valid for net zero commitment. It's also valid for what we do on circular economy initiatives, but also not to forget on social impact programs like the gender neutral parental leave. All these programs, they reflect the proactive stance that we take. They also reflect the fact that we embrace sustainability as a very large topic, which goes from environment to social progress, which I think, if not unique, is pretty much of a front runner positioning. And of course, we can always do more. You know, on the topic of sustainability, if we're so broad, you can always do better. It's true for individuals. It's true also for states, but as well for companies. So we always try to look not only at the status quo, but how we can improve ourselves to drive continuous progress.
Let's dive a little bit deeper into that. How does Henkel set and pursue ambitious sustainability targets like the net zero target?
Yeah, it's actually an interesting process for a big company like us, who has such a large portfolio with two very different business units, from industry to consumer goods. So the first very important thing is to start with science and then to end with actions. So it's not only about setting targets, but it's also about how we achieve them. So what we did is that we used data-driven insights to define these targets. So, and really looking in each and every part of the business. Then we embed the targets into business processes. It's really important that these targets are not isolated, but they are part of the way we are operating the business. As you can imagine, it's a cross-functional effort, which is impacting all departments. It goes from R&D to procurement, marketing teams. All our colleagues are playing a role here and combining efforts. But it's also about monitoring progress to stay on track. So it's also about setting new tools, new data to help us to steer and to monitor where we are making progress. And finally, it's certainly about having dedicated workforce who are taking care of that, because the targets we set, they are executed by our teams. Our teams are very demanding with us and with themselves. They take responsibility and accountability to implement the actions along the value chain, across our business units, across our functions, in their everyday work life.
So let's take in a more personal note. What has been your role in Henkel's sustainability journey?
As part of the executive team of Henkel, I help steer our strategy and ensure that sustainability is integrated into every decision. I also act as a bridge between internal teams and external stakeholders, making sure that our actions align with our values and are being seen by the external world. And besides it, as I'm also responsible for human resources, I'm really trying to bridge the topics of sustainability and human resources, to bridge these two dimensions and making sure that it's also part of the way we recruit people, but also of the part we motivate and inspire our employees.
And what personally motivates you to push the sustainability agenda forward, especially in these really uncertain times?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Thank you. I'm personally driven by a strong sense of responsibility. Responsibility to future generations, responsibility to our employees, and as well to society. Besides this, I have the conviction that sustainability is not a side topic. It's really central to our business, to resilience, and to purpose. It has always been at Henkel, and when we look into the future, this topic of sustainability will gain even more critical relevance. I'm really convinced that being a sustainable business is a license to operate and is really creating competitive edge for Henkel. Even when challenges arise, we need to keep driving progress. It's a question of responsibility and business competitivity.
And if you had a magic wand, what would you change right now in the sphere of sustainability?
That's a difficult question because there are many things I would like to change. So maybe if I have to choose one, I would really choose to create a true sense of urgency in everyone's mind. I would use this magic wand to eliminate the gap between awareness and actual behavior, so that sustainable choices become a second nature for individuals, for business and policymakers. If everyone would act in alignment with sustainable principles, systemic change would naturally follow. Policies, business models and supply chain would certainly adapt to support a world where sustainability is not a choice, but a default way of operating. So I would really use this magic wand to accelerate, to create a collective sense of urgency.
So I really wish I could give you that magic wand. Thank you so much, Sebi, for being our guest in this special episode and for taking the time to walk us through Henkel's and your personal sustainability journey. It was really great to have you here.
Thank you, Janine.
And if you enjoyed this episode of Fritz for Future, make sure to subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and don't forget to leave us a rating. If you have any ideas or topics or guests, share them in the reviews. And we'd also love to hear your feedback. Send us an email at fritzforfuture@henkel.com. For more episodes and updates, visit henkel.com/podcast. And hope to hear you next time. Till then, take care.
Fritz for Future, Henkel's Sustainability Podcast.